This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we have our annual visit with the Heartland's most popular vocal band, the Blenders.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful.
Every Christmas, we look forward to having the Blenders as our in-studio guests. Today, we have with us Tim Casper, Darren Rust, and Ryan Lance to tell us about their 2013 holiday concert tour. So, Tim, what's new on the horizon for the Blenders?
Well, I will tell you, we are really excited because, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, we started 24 years ago. And even though next year is technically our big splashy 25-year anniversary, we're still really excited this year and ramping up and putting new music into the show for this year.
Your CDs are really popular. Are you going to be recording a new CD anytime soon?
We get asked that question a lot. We're not quite sure. The great thing is that when we do the show, we always try to put one or two new things in, and then eventually we record them, and hopefully eventually then have another album. Just 2 years ago, we released our fourth Christmas album, Christmas Light, which was all new material.
And Darren, the Blenders initially sang only a cappella without any accompaniment.
Absolutely. When we started out, we were strictly an a cappella group, singing four-part harmony, doing some doo-wop and some contemporary stuff, and gaining a lot of fans that way.
Tim, tell us how your show is different this year.
You know, a few years ago, we added the backup band, which has been really great, and they've been a really nice addition. They've helped us sort of infuse the show with a little bit more energy. They're all really talented guys out of the Twin Cities, and we're just really happy to have them with us. So there are those a cappella moments, those Christmas carols, and there's also a little bit of crazy comedy in there, you know, a chance to have a little bit of fun. And then, like I said, just some good holiday tunes for the whole family.
You mentioned the humor. I think that may surprise some members of the audience. They may go to your concerts expecting just to hear good music, but you don different costumes and play various characters.
Let's just say, we have our alter egos that we like to bring out in the show, and we don't want to give it away, but this year I think it's going to be pretty shocking.
Okay, Tim. Where across the Heartland will the Blenders be performing this holiday season?
Well, we've got a really fun tour lined up in a lot of the main cities that we normally play. So we start out in the Twin Cities, and we do the 13th through the 15th at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. And then we have one day off. We go down to Des Moines to the Civic Center on December 17th. And then one day off again, we head up to Fargo, and we do five shows, December 19th through the 22nd. And we have a matinee on the 22nd as well, 2 o'clock.
And Ryan, let's bring you into the conversation, too. You're just sitting there wondering when you're going to get your big break. In recent years, the Blenders website has been redone. So describe that for us.
Yeah, we're really excited. What we have done is we've consolidated our online store, whereas in the past we used to have separate distributors. Now we handle everything in-house. So, the trend is going to download digital, and we still have that through iTunes and everything. But on our site, you can order our past CDs, and the turnaround is very quick on it. So we're very excited about that. It's theblenders.com. Check it out.
I know that attending the Blenders concerts has become a holiday tradition for a lot of families.
We have been fortunate to do this long enough where we've gotten to know a lot of our fans personally and people that have come to the show over and over again. So anyone who sees our show knows that we have fun on stage, and hopefully we give them a lot of harmony and, like I said, just a lot of good times.
Tim, Darren, Ryan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and we thank you for joining us again this year on the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Great. Yeah, thanks for having us, and we'll see everyone at the show.
Be sure to check out the Blenders website at www.theblenders.com. Incidentally, they don't just do Christmas music. These guys cover a wide variety of genres and even have a DVD you'll enjoy.
That was so deep,
Also, we hope you'll visit Midwest Today magazine online, where you can see our new winter issue featuring a tribute to John F. Kennedy on the 50th anniversary of his passing. There are also scores of never-before-seen color photos of the Kennedys. It's at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. And as the Blenders close our show, we thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
In eggshells these days.